Chapter 26. May 9th of Year 19. Marchenko. There are three deep tones and a high one. The alien is using all four hands simultaneously to touch one key each on the inner edges of the segments. The virtuoso movements of the hands are impressive, even of the lower ones, which are obviously meant for heavy labor. If one of these aliens should become a pianist, human competitors would stand no chance. Suddenly, the projected 3D map disappears, and they once again are standing in a bare room. Gronov presses four other keys and then claps his hands. Suddenly, a blue wall appears out of nowhere in the middle of the room. The alien stands in front of it and moves a finger over its surface. Lines can be seen where he touches the wall. A virtual blackboard. Very practical, Marchenko thinks. He probably wants to explain something. Gronov draws a large circle, and then a slightly smaller one. Then he points at himself, and suddenly his figure, at perhaps one-tenth of its actual size, appears in the larger circle. It must be the planet. Gronov reaches for the smaller circle and gives it a push. The circle starts to move towards the planet. This must be the thing Eve accidentally called. The alien snaps his fingers, and inside the smaller circle, a miniature image of Eve appears. It really was Eve who set this thing in motion, that seems clear. Yet why doesn't Gronov simply contact it to send it back? Marchenko makes himself as tall as possible. The alien realizes what he wants and picks him up so he can reach the wall. With his front leg, the former ISU-4, he draws a stylized arrow pointing from the planet to the approaching object. It is supposed to symbolize a radio message. He is surprised when Gronov erases what he has added. He draws another arrow, and the alien, once again, erases it. When this happens again on the third try, Marchenko is certain. Gronov wants to tell him that his messages do not reach the object or don't have any effect. Suddenly he feels so hot, he checks his own core temperature. But it remains unchanged. Marchenko remembers the rather risky method they used to gain access to this building. They let their ship, Messenger, crash on the surface so the impact would melt the ice. What if they destroyed whatever sends Gronov's messages into space, like the antenna of the building? He did not notice anything like that, but it might be possible that he had not recognized the alien technology. He has to explain to Gronov that it might be related to the antenna. Something like that can be repaired, can't it? He draws the building they are in and sketches an ice layer on top of it. Then he indicates an object crashing on it by drawing and erasing it at different positions. In the end, he points at himself and adds a symbol on the roof of the building that resembles a sine wave. He hopes the extraterrestrial will understand that he is referring to an antenna. At least Gronov is watching Marchenko intently. Then he puts Marchenko down and erases the complete drawing. Why doesn't he indicate whether he understands? Marchenko taps against his legs, but the extraterrestrial does not react. Instead, he types something on the segmented control panel again. Gronov, he says then, and his image appears on the wall. What is that going to be? The image changes. Marchenko sees the piece of scrap he has become. It is a sad sight. He will have to use the time when Gronov rests to take on a usable shape again.
Marchenko, the alien says.
Nothing else happens. He must be waiting for a reaction. Marchenko, Marchenko repeats. Gronov stamps his foot loudly on the floor so that Adam runs toward them. Now they can see a red star orbited by a planet. The image is not to scale. The star is blinking.
Sotoka,
the alien says. Sotoka, Marchenko replies. This time Gronov does not stamp the ground, but keeps looking at him. He must not have given the right answer. Proxima Centauri, Marchenko says, and gets a stamp of the foot as a reward. Then the planet blinks.
Sotoka So.
Proxima B, Marchenko answers. He now understands the principle. It is a good idea to exchange basic vocabulary this way. Gronov must have noticed that Marchenko has a perfect memory, so he probably will end up as the interpreter. The extraterrestrial quickly presents many more words. Some of them Marchenko does not recognize. In the case of others, such as an animal that looks like a mixture of a shark and a killer whale but has no eyes, he can only use the generic term fish. It gets really interesting when Gronolf projects a landscape that looks quite surreal.
Dutokaso,
he states. Is this his home planet? The giant frogs obviously did not develop on Proxima B. Adam and Eve, come here. This should interest you, Marchenko calls out. The image shows a beach with the ocean waves surging against it. The water seems a brownish green, probably because the sky is a lush green instead of the azure of Earth's sky. A small white sun is visible on the horizon, while a larger yellow one is almost at the zenith. Dutokaso, Marchenko says to Adam and Eve. That must be Gronolf's home. Which planet has two suns? Eve asks. It is probably Alpha Centauri, Marchenko suggests. That would be plausible. It is possible to fly from there to here in less than a generation. An Alpha Centauri is a binary star.
Wow, the green sky, take a look at this, Adam says.
He sounds so enthusiastic it seems he would like to travel there right now. That must be caused by the composition of the atmosphere, Marchenko says.
Dutokaso,
they hear Gronolf say. Oh, right. He has not repeated the word in English yet. Alpha Centauri, he says out loud. Then there are pictures of Adam, Eve, and himself on the beach. The scale does not seem to be quite right, or the waves are much higher than on Earth. What does Gronolf want to say with this? Is it an invitation? The landscape fades and can only be seen in contours. He wants to know where we come from, Marchenko thinks. Should we tell him that? What if the Grosnops then show up in our solar system? Even if Gronolf appears to be reasonable, he does not know their civilization. No, it is definitely too early for that. Marchenko draws an image of the constellation of Fucus on the wall, which looks like a child's picture of a house. And then he marks Proxima Ophiuchi, Barnard's star. There will be time later to reveal the true position of the solar system. In spite of this, he feels bad, because Gronolf showed him his home planet without any ulterior motives. As Barnard's star is a red dwarf, Marchenko can only show him pictures from Earth that he has manipulated accordingly. Adam taps on his housing.
To be honest, we are really exhausted.
Sure. He totally forgot Adam and Eve have to sleep now and then, and they will need food and water. By tomorrow, Marchenko should be able to make himself a usable body again.